Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm going to be talking about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Our number here is 888-850-1872. It's 888-850-1872. I'm going to discuss the speech today. Many of you did not hear it. I could play it for you, and it's probably a good idea, but I don't know. Let me see just what's going on here. Here we go. I'm going to read from Mr. Obama's speech today, the President of the United States. He said, "I'm here because I want to talk to you about your education and what's expected of all of you in this new school year." As my caller earlier said, there were things in here that were very subtle. And you said, you're just trying to point fingers. No, I pointed fingers at President George Bush the younger at his State of the Union addresses that were it was just completely unconstitutional, unbiblical, and not right, which left it to be wrong. And I know there are people that support me that don't want to listen to what I say because, you know what, they hate to listen to it because they may have to think about it. It doesn't matter what your political agenda is. I mean, what party you are. I don't care. We have to visit these issues of the day no matter who you are, whether you support somebody, you support me and you happen to be passionate about one of the persons in political office, that's your prerogative. But let's talk about the issues and rethink them and rethink perspective. Perspective is what's going on here. Mr. Obama said he is here because he wanted to talk to you about your education and what's expected of all of you in this new school year. And my point is, I just put in my notes, reference. From what reference? By what authority? Quo warranto. By what authority does the President of the United States speak to you about your education, what's expected of all of you this year? Is it a dictatorial educational system, a national educational dictatorial system under our fearless, benevolent, loving leader? As charismatic as he might be, and non-warlike, possibly, is that what constitutionally a president of the United States is supposed to do? No. I'll just answer that rhetorical question there. He says, "I've talked about your teacher's responsibility for inspiring you and pushing you to learn." What authority does he have to talk to teachers about responsibility for inspiring you and push you to learn? Is it a national crisis? Have we now turned into an educational police state? And that sounds kind of harsh, but folks, that's what's going on. There is a structure that's built to protect you. Guess what? Your benevolent dictator today, whom you may love and adore, may come back to kick in your and ruin your life next week. See, that's the political tides. So there's a rule of law in America, lex rex. There's a functional government structure that says that this will be the boundaries, the authority structure, and these will be the behaviors. And anything, I will just tell you, I'm telling you, I can be a prophet in this without even divine revelation. This is a no-brainer. That if you step outside of that, you're destroying your nation, your community, your neighborhood. Ultimately, what's going to happen is it's going to destroy your family, but if you don't get it, I'm just telling you, this is where it's going. I've talked about your parents' responsibility. Listen, I've talked about your parents' responsibility for making sure you stay on track and get your homework done and don't spend every waking hour in front of the TV or with that Xbox. The President of the United States is telling folks what they should be thinking. Well, no, what they should be doing. And again, you're going to say this is being harsh, but let me stick back. I'm just going to come back to something that, you know, they really railed against George Bush the elder in 1991 for having the same kind of talk to students. He said, "I'm not here to tell you what to do or think. I'm not here to tell you what to do or what to think." Now, he may have slipped into that, but at least I saw in the first part of his speech, "I'm not here to tell you what to do or what to think." So it is a worldview. It is an approach. And I will tell you, he was a globalist, New World Order. He is a step on the way to what we're hearing today. And what I'm telling you and I'm warning you and us and me and evaluating is sending us headlong into global destruction. It's not constitutional, biblical, or right. But we've got to review these things. And I'm not going to parade some particular political party like you're going to hear on the mainstream, national, a big money talk radio. They're tickling itching ears. That's what their job is to do, mid-flight entertainment while your plane's in a nosedive. He says, I've talked to your parents' responsibility to make sure you stay on track, you know, whatever, get your Xbox done. I'll tell you what, some of the computer stuff my son, who's in college right now, you know what he used to do for games? Science games. He's blowing them away right now. So, you know, at the time, it's like, well, he spent a lot of time on the computer, you know, and and you ask him a question about any animal in South America, and he's 6 years old, and he'll tell you what it is, man. I mean, you know, the kid was a subject matter expert, a zoological subject matter expert at the age of six about every living thing in South America. Bless his heart. So, you know, don't tell me what to do. And by the way, kid says, well, when do you do your homework? I don't. Our kids do our work at home. That's what they do. And when work is done, we go out, we play soccer and do stuff like that. Go to church and go to Awana and memorize scriptures and do fun stuff. I've talked a lot about your government's responsibility for setting high standards. Now, which government? For supporting teachers and principals and turning around schools that aren't working where students aren't getting the opportunities they deserve. So, again, I'm going to go on to some other things, but the goal is, and I want you know, as I'm looking at this, where's the perspective? Does the President of the United States, what burden does he think, what responsibility, what role, what power does he think he has, or the federal government itself, the United States government, what power and authority and room does it have to be even venturing into the discussion of the day? This is not just a famous person in America motivating kids like Arnold Schwarzenegger going out and being the guy's president's guy to get everybody fit. You know, you'd be a Terminator. And that's what I want to focus on today, the responsibility each of you has for your education. So, okay, and Mr. Bush kind of addressed this. I want to start with the responsibility you have to yourself. The next thing I saw here was fueling narcissism. And again, you say, I'm putting it too hard. You got to be careful and just watch what's going on. There was some you references made by Mr. Bush, and it's good to understand. I have the responsibility. You know, I can't blame this on anybody else. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'll be accountable for what I do. It's biblical. You will reap what you sow. That's biblical. Now, it's not a constitutional thing. Constitutional thing has to do with boundaries of government. But as far as a biblical precept, you will reap what you sow. I mean, that's in the natural realm. You say what goes around comes around. Mr. Obama said, I want to start with the responsibility you have to yourself. Now, I think that could be good. Every single one of you has something you are good at. Well, I don't doubt that. Every single one of you has something to offer. I don't doubt that. He's absolutely right. And you have a responsibility to yourself to discover what that is. And I went, huh? No. We're getting into narcissism now. Yeah, I mean, again, with a paganistic survival of the fittest worldview, no. You know, what's that verse? It says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. So in my crazy worldview, Christian extremists, I really owe it to Almighty God. I have a responsibility, my relationship to my Heavenly Father, to do that which is right, to fulfill his purposes, will glorify him, even in the things that I am and I do. Because he has enabled me, he has given me gifts and talents, and Jesus challenged me to use those talents that God has given me and not bury them. So I have an obligation with my responsibility to my Heavenly Father. Yes, I will reap results, but I don't have a responsibility to myself. You see, that's a Homo sapiens centric, isn't it? Isn't it Homo sapiens centric? I'll leave that one go. That's the opportunity an education can provide. Now, look at the statement. There's an opportunity to discover what you have. Now, this you're going to just poke me in the eyes. Wish you could hear. But I'm going to say the statement that he says, this education system is the mechanism that will give you an opportunity to figure out what it is that you're good at. Well, or yeah, maybe. But he's actually implying that this is the mechanism employed to fulfill God's design, okay? Education isn't the mechanism employed to fulfill God's design. Okay? It doesn't fulfill our design. It's not even supposed to. it's not about the NEA's design. See, we're not supposed to be conforming to the NEA norm. Now, you're going to say you're just being I'm just telling you that there is a worldview, a Homo sapiens-centric issue here that is just idolatrous, it's satanic, it's anti-God, it's anti-Christ, it's anti-neighbor. It's ultimately anti-self and self-destructive, but I'm going to say these crazy things because nobody else is going to say it. So this is my reference. He says, maybe you could be a good writer. Maybe you could even be right enough to write a book or articles in the newspaper, but you might not know it until you write a paper for your English class. So we're going to discover what we are good at it through empiricism instead of trying to figure out what our vocation or calling is and work to support it. See, I'm a little bit different here. I don't just experiment to see what I'm good at, to see what I might be challenged into, because China, that's what they do. You know what? Just because I might be good physically, naturally at something doesn't mean that's supposed to be my job. I could be directed by a status system into that job because I naturally do it well. You know what? God may have a calling in my life that's something else where that thing may be necessary. May be necessary. But that's a supplement. It isn't the vocation. We can't. So if we're a scientism and Homo sapiens centric, it's dysfunction. And that's the worldview that we're getting just inundated with. We're not paying attention. We really don't even understand. A lot of you don't even understand what I'm saying, but I'm going to continue. He said, maybe you could be an innovator or an inventor, maybe even good enough to come up with the next iPhone or the new medicine or vaccine. So again, I put my notes, empiricism, whatever is not of faith, and I put on my own notes, whatever is not of faith is sin. It's this perspective of whether you're going to just fulfill the mechanical thing that you can discover, or is there a calling on your life? But you might not know it until you do a project for your science class. Maybe you could be you know how we knew my kids' bent was? By watching them. We're directing our children on the basis of their bent, even if they're not good at it. I mean, and some things are good at. But you know what? While they're good at something, we're going to say, yeah, but really, what's your calling? That's what we're investigating in our own life of our children. And you heard my daughter had a confrontation with somebody on a Billy Graham call-in number. Somebody was prepared and ready and able momentarily to commit suicide. And she was there and ready because of her calling to meet that need and to introduce that person to a mechanism of salvation for their life temporally and internally. She's 21 years old, man. She's operating in her vocation. And she's got all these other skills, things that she's good at, but that's her vocation. Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or Supreme Court justice, but you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. Again, it's empiricism. It's scientism. It's let's discover our identity through scientific experimentation and a nice, happy label to fulfill a mercantile system. You're going to fill in the mercantile system to really be the cog that fits in the gears that will help society in the long run. I'm going to come back to this because this is a worldview. This is and I'm going to see some things here to do. What is being said? Is it there to advance education, or is it using education as a mechanism to advance a worldview? Is that what this is? Again, our number here is 888-850-1872. Keep tuning into the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're going to be back. The number here is 888-850-1872. You can check me out on the web at faithfreedoms.org. We currently have a live stream. You can catch my profile. It's at faithfreedoms.org. And we're going to return. We're going to talk about some of these things, and I got a few other things in my back pocket.